Chapter 10. A Battle Between Two Brothers. On the 16th of October, we finally arrived at the sea. The inspiring view of the deep blue water raised our hopes after the months of endless sand. But Hammett seemed frightened.
"We must go quickly," he said. "There are bad men in this area. They throw stones at strangers, and they'll try to steal you."
We were riding along the coast when Clark called to me.
"Mr. Savage has fainted, and Saeed's hitting him with a stick again," he said.
I ran to help Mr. Savage and saw Saeed standing over him with a knife at his throat. I pulled him from my friend, and he came at me with his knife. Hammett stopped his brother before he could kill me. I wondered if it was to save me or just to protect his property. Hammett tried to calm Saeed and then brought Mr. Savage some water and helped him onto a camel. On the 18th of October, we came to a small field of cereal, the first sign of cultivation since our arrival on this continent. As we got further north, we saw more and more fields, and then finally we came to some stone huts. Behind them was a small river of clear water. There were green plants and wild flowers on both sides of the river, and on the other side there were trees. It was a wonderful sight. We ran as fast as we could to the stream and drank the sweet water, not caring if it gave us a stomachache afterwards. Feeling better than we had in weeks, we lay under the palm trees and slept. Hammett went to visit some friends who lived in this area. After a while, he woke us and gave us an amazing treat, some marvellous honey. So delicious. We ate all of it, with tears of joy falling down our bony cheeks. Hammett's friends travelled with us for part of the journey. I saw them watching Horace with interest. Soon, I discovered the reason. They were offering our masters a lot of money to buy him. I was very worried, but I didn't tell poor Horace. Hammett refused to sell Horace, but Saeed wanted the money for himself. One evening, the brothers started to fight.
"I paid for that boy with my money," Saeed shouted. "That means he's mine, and I can sell him."
He ordered Horace to sit behind him. Hammett, furious, jumped on his brother and pushed him to the ground. However, Saeed was bigger than Hammett and pulled him by his throat. Hammett hit him hard and escaped. Then the brothers jumped to their feet, took their guns and pointed them at each other. We watched in horror. Who would shoot first? We heard two shots. I was certain they were both killed, but then I realized both shots had come from Hammett's gun, and they were fired above Saeed's head. Hammett threw his gun on the ground and stood in front of his brother.
"Kill me," he said.
Saeed didn't move.
"You can have Clark," shouted Hammett, "but you will not separate the boy from his father. I made a promise."
"Then I will destroy him,"
exclaimed Saeed furiously. He pulled Horace up and threw him hard on the ground. The force of the fall nearly killed the poor boy, and he lay still on the ground. I thought he was dead, and fell to the ground in desperation. Hammett couldn't bear to see this.
"Go, Riley," he said, pointing to the east. "Go home to your wife. You're free. I free you."
"I can't go without Horace," I cried, thinking of the boy's parents and imagining telling them their son had died.
Hammett lifted Horace's lifeless body from the ground, and suddenly he started to breathe again. I heard a cry of joy from Hammett, And to my great relief, Horace opened his eyes. Thank goodness, he was still alive. Hammett helped him to stand.
Go to your father, dear boy, he said.
A group of strangers were approaching, so the brothers stopped their fight. Hammett took his gun, and they both turned their attention to guarding us against thieves. I comforted poor Horace as best I could. To my relief, he was going to be okay. After travelling for 7 more long days and nights, we arrived at a city with high walls around it, Santa Cruz. It was strange to be in a town with buildings again. Finally, we came to a big house, the home of an important man called Sheikh Ali. We stared at the beautiful house with all of its luxury. We had forgotten all about comfortable surroundings and ornaments of civilized life. Our nightmare had changed us into simple desert nomads, like our captors.